Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two teens wounded in North Wichita shooting. We have the story.
Strong storms hammer several states. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Four Sedgwick County jail inmates hospitalized due to medical emergencies. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. A huge renovation project can begin on a historic theater in downtown Wichita. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We have some cloud cover drifting through this morning. We expect a clearing sky and breezy today. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Police have not released any suspect information after two teens were injured in a shooting Tuesday night in North Wichita. Police were called to reports of shots fired near Wellington Place and 20th. Officers found a 17-year-old boy suffering from a gunshot wound to his lower body. He was hospitalized with serious injuries but is expected to make a full recovery. Down the street at 17th and Wellington Place, officers found a second victim, a 19-year-old man with gunshot wounds to his lower body. He was hospitalized with serious injuries.
Severe weather creating havoc across the Ohio and Tennessee valleys yesterday.
Large sections of Kentucky and Ohio getting the brunt of the storms. Governor Andy Beshear declaring a state of emergency as multiple EF1 tornadoes were confirmed south of Louisville. One family lost their home.
The family told us six people were inside the home. They all hid in a closet as the EF1 approached. And as soon as it was over, they started smelling gas. They grabbed their shoes, they jumped in the trucks, and went to a neighbor's house. The family tells us the livestock and all their pets are okay.
Fox 41 Louisville's Joel Shipper. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And tornadoes were reported in northeast Oklahoma. One woman passed away in Tulsa.
Four inmates at the Sedgwick County Detention Facility have been hospitalized with apparent drug overdoses.
It happened Tuesday after each inmate experienced medical emergencies over the noon hour. Officials say they apparently ingested a substance believed to contain an opium, but stress that that has not been confirmed. Investigators are looking into what the substance was and how it got into the jail. Should the investigation lead to an arrest, the sheriff's office will ask the district attorney to file charges. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A major project in downtown Wichita may now begin after the Wichita City Council approved a plan for the Orpheum Theater.
The Orpheum requested a sales tax exemption on items purchased for the project through the issuance of $9.5 million in industrial revenue bonds, which will be repaid over 15 years. A community improvement district petition for just over $1 million in special assessment financing was also approved. A 2% CID sales tax will be added on items at the theater only. Councilmember Becky Tuttle said she's excited about the project, given what the local arts do for the community.
About $185 million economic impact in our community each year. And that's also equivalent to almost 3,000 full-time jobs.
The project will provide new seating, lighting, and audio and facade repairs. The work will close the theater for a year. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Voters in Jackson County, Missouri have turned down a ballot issue that would have extended a 3/8 cent sales tax to fund stadiums for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Royals. Had the measure passed, it would have raised nearly $1.7 million over 40 years, provided funding for building a new stadium for the Royals and renovations for the Chiefs Arrowhead Stadium. KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals in Baltimore last night, trying to get a first road win of the season. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Forbes ranks Wichita the fourth best city in the U.S. to move to. That story and more news coming up. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. But KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Forbes recently ranked Wichita the fourth best city in the U.S. to move to. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News he is not surprised.
When you factor in all the things about this community, when you cost of living, cost of housing, even though we've seen some increases in valuations the last few years, we still have very stable and very low cost of housing. If you look at nationally, you look at job opportunities, you look at stable industries, you look at growing and trending industries like what we're doing here in medical and tech and cybersecurity, and this is the place to be.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Texas unveiling a new wire wall in an attempt to secure the southern border. Fox's Bill Malugin with more.
The state of Texas essentially has to keep fortifying its own border in the absence of the federal government. And now Fox News has an exclusive look at brand new barricades that just went up in the El Paso area. These are new Texas fortifications of razor wire and fencing that were just constructed in El Paso, more on the city's east side. This is Texas is now replicating what has really been a successful strategy over in Eagle Pass, where legions of razor wire and barricades have reduced illegal crossings there to what's pretty much a drop in the bucket. These new Texas barricades are going up near Gate 36 in El Paso.
The new fortification is near the site where a group of illegal migrants ripped at razor wire and charged past National Guard troops back in March.
The University of Texas at Austin is eliminating jobs to comply with the new state DEI law.
The university has fired dozens of employees who worked in their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The 60 workers let go in order to comply with the recently enacted law. University President Jay Hartzell says the programs are being dissolved. The bill was enacted last year over concerns that DEI emphasized social justice over merit and scholastic achievement. Changes coming after the bill's sponsor, Republican Brandon Creighton, expressed concerns that colleges and universities around the state were dragging their feet with compliance. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A lawsuit filed forcing a ban on menthol cigarettes.
The African American Tobacco Control Leadership is among the groups which filed the suit against the FDA and the Department of Health and Human Services. Co-chair Dr. Carol Magruder saying, if black lives truly matter, then we must end the sale of menthol cigarettes and do it now. The lawsuit is the latest effort to force the government to ban menthols, which are disproportionately used by black smokers and young people. It was filed after federal health officials missed a March target that would have eliminated the sales of menthol cigarettes. Previous attempts to ban them have been squashed by the tobacco industry or other political priorities across several administrations. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:13, 13 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Yeah, starting to see those traffic volumes getting heavier and heavier out there. Still not creating any slowdowns, but watch out. It's about this time of morning that we really do start seeing things slowing down northbound on I-235, and that's right around the north junction with I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Still a little of a nippy north wind out there this morning, huh?
Yeah, you know, it, I mentioned it before. I think it was like a week or two ago. You know, despite officially being into spring, you know, we still have these occasional dips in the jet stream where, you know, we have these chilly mornings and cool afternoons, you know, just like yesterday. But even though we are seeing another cool morning, temperatures should begin to kind of improve as we are on track to see a nice warming trend over the coming days, eventually rebounding into the 70s. Now, we're not going to be in the 70s today, but we should be able to get up to a high of 63, a little bit of an improvement compared to yesterday. And especially under a mostly sunny sky, at least by our afternoon hours, things should be pretty nice out there. Now, there is going to be another, it's going to be another windy day. You know, winds weren't really too bad late last night, early this morning, but a breeze already starting to pick back up, eventually topping out at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Skies are going to stay clear tonight, and you know what? Those winds are going to die right back down with a low of 33 degrees, and then that breeze picking right back up to around 10 to 20 miles an hour tomorrow. Expecting just as much sunshine for our Thursday, though, with us gaining at least a couple of degrees, getting up to a high of 65 degrees. Should be able to return to the lower 70s by Friday with mostly sunny to partly cloudy conditions. By Saturday, here's where we'll have a weather-aware day. The Storm Prediction Center has already issued a severe risk, not only for the Wichita area, but much of the Sunflower State as well. So definitely a day to watch out for. Now, so far, expecting that potential of strong to severe storms during our afternoon and evening hours. So that's going to be that window that where we'll have to make sure that we're keeping a close eye on things. Also, still going to be warm out there with a high of 73. Starting to dip back down as we cool off, beginning towards the end of the weekend and into next week. 70 degrees Sunday, though, still going to be warm out there with only a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Should be dry for the big day. Solar eclipse on Monday and mild, too, with a high of 67. Continuing to cool off Tuesday, though, 64 degrees. And we're already going with a 50% chance of showers and storms. So by next Tuesday, things are looking like they're going to be pretty damp out there. Right now, we're at 43, very little cloud cover, with a north breeze at 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 31, and it's the wind chill that's really making it feel, you know, pretty nippy out there. It feels like it's 34 degrees right now.
National Weather Service says we got 15 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. Not much, but it was wet for a while at least, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, when it comes to what we've seen over the last few months, ever since earlier this year, we're a little bit below the norm. But you know what? The way things are looking, not only this weekend, but especially next week, it does look like we'll definitely be able to cut into that deficit. I'm pretty confident we'll be able to do that.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Today is April 3rd. 2024, on this date in 1973, the first handheld portable telephone was demonstrated for reporters on a New York City street corner as Motorola executive Martin Cooper called Joel S. Engel of Bell Labs. The first handheld, and it was a big sucker, too. 1973.
Just look at where we've come in the last 50 years with that.
Really? Big birthday today. Singer Wayne Newton's 82.
That is big.
Yep.
Donk of Shane.
Newton remains one of the best-known entertainers in Las Vegas and has performed there since 1963.
He's big time.
He's known by the nicknames The Midnight Idol, Mr. Las Vegas, and Mr. Entertainment.
Yep.
Of course, best remember for that. You said Donk of Shane. What a song that was. And, of course, that got a reverse in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm-hmm. Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton. Guy's what, about 6'5"? Used to be on the Andy Williams show, and when he was a kid, and he was about 6'5", and his voice hadn't changed yet.
Yeah, he always had that voice. That's weird. You hear it without seeing him, you think, well, it's a woman.
It's yeah.
And then you no, that's Wayne Newton's voice.
Wayne Newton,
got
a
very high voice.
Let's see, Orpheum Theater. Looks like they're going to pump some money into that. City's going to help out a little bit. And you performed down there. Of course, I've been to television or movies down there over the years and whatnot. The great balcony, a great place, of course. And Gypsy Rose Lee performed there. That was
So did Bing Crosby, and Louis Armstrong.
A lot of big names.
You just keep going on and on with that list.
So let's make that thing a real jewel. Get back in there.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's something
we needed
else
to do it for years.
Yep. Looks like we're finally going to get something going.
I hope so. Yep.
7:18 now, Stephen, 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
All right, we'll start out with Major League Baseball last night, a wet and chilly night in Baltimore. Didn't take very long. I guess the players wanted to get moving on. They announced the crowd at 9,000. There weren't 9,000 people there. But so the Royals and the Orioles went at it, and the Royals got the best of Baltimore. It helped to have a nice pitching performance on the mound from Alec Marsh. He went seven innings, only gave up two hits. And the Royals got some nice offense along the way as well. And helping to get that first road win of the year.
Michael Garcia.
And a swing and a ball well hit. Deep left field. That's way back. And that's going to be bouncing up against that high fence out there right under the 384 side. One run is in. Two runs are in as diving in head first to score the third run is Lofton. Fermin and Lofton both come around on a double off the left field fence. The bounce up against the left field fence by Michael Garcia. So his fourth hit of the year. All four hits are extra base hits. That double brings in two. The Royals lead it 3-0.
And the Royals go on to win it 4-1, rather, as Garcia drove in three of those four runs. Nice win for the Royals. They got the first road win of the year. There you go. Now see if they can take the series. Series finale in Baltimore. It's a day game at noon. The Royals and the Orioles. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. College baseball last night at X Stadium. The Shockers lose 11-2 to Oklahoma in just a miserable game that lasted nearly 4 hours. There were 15 pitching changes, 367 pitches thrown. Even though the Shockers out-hit Oklahoma 10-8, Shocks lost by 9 runs because the pitching staff issued 13 walks.
Ouch.
It was not a good affair last night at X Stadium. But with baseball, you play again the next day. Tonight's game might be a classic. The Shockers hosting Kansas tonight at X Stadium. Mike Kennedy will have the call at 5:45 p.m. on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Shockers and the Jayhawks. And there's post-game fireworks. How about that?
Ooh. Should be fun. Ooh.
The Wichita Thunder is on home ice today downtown on a school kids' day. 10:30 this morning, the puck drops at Intrust Bank Arena. The Thunder hosting the Allen Americans. Only 3 home games remain for the Thunder. Day game today at 10:30 downtown. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Philadelphia 76ers win at home. Beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 109-105. Finally back from injury. He hadn't played since January. Former Kansas Jayhawk, Joel Embiid, starting at center for the 76ers. The action on TNT.
As they avoid the turnover, this is Giddey. Crosses over. Look at Embiid. A foot race with Holmgren. Backs contact. And Embiid headed back to the free throw line.
Josh Giddey trying the crossover on Joel Embiid. And active hands comes up with a deflection and steal.
First game back from injury. Nice. 24 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals. A perfect 12 for 12 at the free throw line.
Wow.
Yeah. And coming off the bench for the Sixers, Buddy Hield from Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. 7 points and a couple of steals. Back-to-back wins for the 76ers. They're in the number 8 spot in the Eastern Conference. And, Steve, let's flash back and have a little baseball for you from 40 years ago on this day. Opening day for the Kansas City Royals, the opener at Royals Stadium. Now, they got rained out on their first opening day the day before, so they played 40 years ago today. The Royals hosting the New York Yankees. The Royals got a 4-2 win over the Yankees. Who threw out the ceremonial first pitch? I'll give you one guess, and I know you will not get it.
No, and why give me?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Actor Yul Brynner threw out the ceremonial first pitch. He was in Kansas City doing The King and I at the Midland Theater. And they got him to come out and throw the ceremonial first pitch.
How'd
he do? Yul Brynner. Well, see, I don't know. I can't find any accounts of
this. Wasn't he from Yugoslavia somewhere?
Apparently, he had thrown out the first pitch at a San Francisco Giants game the year before. And I think Mike Kruko, one of the Giants pitchers, said it looked like he'd never thrown a baseball in his life. Apparently, he threw it straight into the ground, and it hopped all around all over the grass. I don't think he'd ever thrown a baseball in his life. But the year later, the Royals got him to do it, throw out this first pitch 40 years ago today at the Royals opener. There was a threat of snow, and only 10,000 people showed up.
Good Lord.
The day that Yul Brynner threw out the ceremonial first pitch at the Royals game 40 years ago today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. Located in Northeast Wichita, Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
7:23 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is considering how Americans will label the potato in the future. Ooh. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSN.
I pitched the baseball, et cetera, et cetera.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here and 40 degrees. Engineers are describing the challenges they face in removing what remains of the Francis Scott Key Bridge from the Patapsco River near Baltimore.
While there are cranes that can move what's left of the Key Bridge, the pieces to move are collapsed on themselves.
Some people use the term pancaked.
That's how Army Corps of Engineers Colonel S.D. Pinchason puts it. 3D imaging shows the wreckage isn't just resting on the river floor.
It's actually below the mud line. That makes it very difficult to know where to cut, how to cut.
And most importantly, how to move those pieces, because the only way to get to the goal of building a new bridge is to move what's left of the fallen one. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Wichita City Council approving the city's water conservation rebate program for the year.
The revised program incentivizes devices like rain barrels, irrigation controllers, and rain sensors that reduce outdoor watering, along with toilet leak repair kits and dual flush conversion kits that will stop indoor water loss due to leaks. The city has budgeted a total of $150,000 in 2024. $75,000 will be allocated for residential water customers, $25,000 for wholesale customers, and $50,000 to fund reimbursements to MABCD for water loss and water waste repairs. Customers will be limited to 5 rebates annually. For more information and to find an application, visit SaveWichitaWater.com. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has arrested a former Allen County Sheriff's deputy for child sex crimes.
The arrest comes following the investigation of a missing teen runaway. 24-year-old Michael Tennyson was charged with multiple counts, including aggravated indecent liberties with a child. The KBI says a missing 15-year-old girl from Hayes was found at his home in Viola Friday. She had been missing since March 22nd and has since been placed in protective custody. His employment was terminated Friday when the allegations became known. His next court appearance was set for April 10th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A 50-year-old company producing front loaders for tractors is expanding its operations in Rice County, KMW. It's going to use a $105 million expansion to bring 250 jobs to the town of Sterling. City Manager Ian Hutchison says all levels of government have been working to keep the company from moving.
The county has been a great partner in this, and they are really interested in seeing Sterling succeed as well. And of course, the company has a facility in Lyons. It was a very obvious benefit to all the parties to stay here in Sterling.
And once completed, the new facility will serve as KMW's North American headquarters.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Brussels to talk about help for Ukraine.
Last time NATO foreign ministers got together, the group's Secretary General proclaimed Ukraine closer to NATO than ever before. Ukraine would like to see those words backed up. It wants more military aid delivered quicker. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his counterparts will discuss what more can be done by Kyiv's allies before addressing the requests with Ukraine's foreign minister on Thursday. Sweden, NATO's newest member, is attending one of these get-togethers for the first time. Watch out, too, for a 75th anniversary ceremony as the alliance reaches another milestone. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Rising egg prices may give many breakfast lovers shell shock
after a bird flu scare.
The nation's largest producer of fresh eggs has stopped production at one of its Texas plants. Calmaine Foods says several of their chickens tested positive for the bird flu. That sparked fears of the virus spreading. Calmaine says nearly 2 million hens have been destroyed at the plant in the Texas panhandle. That could have ripple effects on the breakfast staple as the nation already deals with egg inflation. According to February data provided by the Federal Reserve, egg prices have more than doubled since January of 2021. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clearing sky across south central Kansas, we can expect a sunny and breezy day. The northwest wind may gust as high as 35 miles per hour this afternoon with a high near 60. Clear overnight, low 35. Sunshine Thursday with a high 65, 68 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 40 degrees, northwest wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. The Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Third day of April 2024. And we're looking at, what are we looking at? I had something in front of me. Oh, there it is. There it is. Wichita City Council awarding 17 cultural funding grants, total artists to local artists for 2024. City says applications were judged based on adherence to the goals of the program, quality of the application, and impact on the community. In all, 26 total grant recipients receiving grants this year, including music, theater, and visual arts. The round of cultural funding grants totaled $11,700, bringing the yearly total to just over $472,000, supporting the arts
good,
in
good.
Wichita.
Yeah.
All right, big story coming out of Kansas City, where the Jackson County, Missouri voters said, we're not going to extend that 3/8 of a cent sales tax that apparently they and the folks who come into town have been paying that for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm sure you and I have paid that tax.
I'm sure, I've put a lot of money into that. I've
been up there and gone to the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, I wasn't watching how they were presenting the sides of the argument up there in the media, but apparently somebody said, we don't want to pay that tax anymore, and they convinced the voters they're not going to. So what happens now,
Fed? By 3-2 margin, yeah.
What happens now?
Who knows?
Jad says come across the border to
Everything's
Kansas.
Kind of back to square one. Apparently the Royals downtown ballpark is up in smoke.
Yeah.
The Chiefs now have options to do whatever they want to do, but it's a deal that's going to take hundreds of millions of dollars. Do you go to more private money to try to stay in Arrowhead? The Chiefs want to stay in Arrowhead, let's face it.
Sure.
But, if they don't get cooperation, they certainly will look at other options. Mm. As for the Royals, who knows? They've already said they're not playing in Kauffman past 2030. But now it seems like their downtown ballpark is just a pipe dream. Voters don't want it. They say there's no transparency with this. Royals unveiled two potential sites, and then that went away, and then they veiled a new downtown site, and that's gone. The Royals don't know what's going on.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, everything's back on the table
now.
Yeah,
we're kind of back to the start, blank slate. What are you going to do, Jackson County, Missouri? And, of course, the state of Kansas is just drooling, wanting one of those franchises to come across the border and settle up in the crossroads up there. Yeah. Kansas is ready to have to step across the border.
And something that I, for years, had been saying, Kansas City, of course, they closed down that water park, Schlitterbahn. They closed that down, and they had all that land right there at what's called Village West. And it was ready for some kind of big something or other, because it's right there next to the NASCAR track and, the area that they call Legends. It's right there next to that. It was all ready. They needed to put something in. Well, they've already sold it. They sold a lot of that land to Mattel, who's going to put some kind of a Mattel-themed Adventureland park or something there. So some of that land's already been sold.
So, my story, I grew up, baseball's the biggest thing in my life for mm-hmm. the first 15 right. or 16 years of my mm-hmm. life. And I remember the first game I saw first major league game in Kansas City. The Kansas City A's played the Orioles at night in the old Municipal Stadium. I thought that was a hoot, Municipal
I'll
Stadium.
I bet you did.
And then they come along in the 70s and build the park that they built, which became Royal Stadium, Kauffman, whatever. I loved it because there wasn't a bunch of trashy signs or anything. It was just green,
pristine, with
beautiful, with a fountain.
Yeah.
And I think they fell anyway. It's not my deal. It's not ours. We don't live in Kansas City, however we are. We like the Royals and the Chiefs. We sure do. I love the Chiefs, man. Jack, what do you got there?
Well, I was going to say, one of the things it sounded like is you think maybe things are fine and they don't need to change. That's the one thing that won't happen.
Yeah.
That is the one thing that we will guarantee will not happen, is that there will be no changes and it will just remain Truman. That's the one thing we know won't happen.
Well, they redid, Soldier Field in Chicago?
Yeah, they did a reimagining of that, and they completely ruined
did
it.
Did they really?
I mean, it's modern now, but it looks like junk.
Overdid it, huh?
Well, I think somebody said, it looks like a spaceship landed on top of Soldier Field. So it doesn't look classic anymore. It just looks weird.
Weird. Okay. Well, we got something to talk about here, folks, and sports fans.
Yeah, it'll be very
Kansas City fans.
I would love to flash ahead 10 years into the future and see where we're at.
Where we wind up.
Are the Royals still in Kansas City? Do they have a new stadium?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, it'll be. We'll see what happens.
Will they be on the Kansas side?
Will they be on the Kansas side? I don't know.
Yeah. Las Vegas already bought a baseball team and a football team, so.
Yeah.
One of the big destinations and cities that always wanted
something.
There's
always a city out there looking for an opportunity if someone wants to ditch their town.
They sure have. We've seen that right here in Wichita. Mm-hmm. So. All right. Thank you, guys. It's 7:42 now here on this Wednesday morning. Coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Starbucks coming to the waterfront in East Wichita. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's number one talk.
Steve and Ted of the morning, KNSS 747 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Voters in Jackson County, Missouri turned down sales tax extension to pay for Kansas City stadiums.
Two.
Thousands without power as storms with tornadoes hammer several states. At least one dead in Oklahoma.
One.
Two teens shot in North Wichita. A 17-year-old and a 19-year-old expected to survive. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, starting to see some really heavy traffic right now. Eastbound on Kellogg, it starts somewhere between Meridian and Seneca, but it goes all the way back to I-235 with really slow moving traffic at right around West Street. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 59 degrees. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 32. Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 65 degrees. Now a clear sky, northwest wind gusting to 28 miles per hour and 40 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Wednesday's $5 whiskey special. Over 75 whiskeys on special for only $5 apiece. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Congress continues to consider a nationwide restriction on TikTok.
While the Senate waits for Leader Schumer to figure out how and when this TikTok bill comes to the floor, TikTok CEO Shou Chu is not waiting. He was here on Capitol Hill taking advantage of the House bill being in limbo to try to lobby lawmakers his way. He met with Senator John Fetterman, and on his way in, he talked with Fox's Aisha Hosni and tells her it's not possible to do what the bill asks. So he says, ultimately, TikTok will be banned.
It is not feasible to do whatever the bill thinks it does within the parameters set out in the bill.
To divest the company?
So this bill, in all the details, you can go through the details. This will lead to the banning of the app in the country.
But even though Chu had a one-on-one with Senator Fetterman, he didn't win him over, at least not yet.
The president is clear that he wants to vote that, and I'm inclined, but I'm still open to having a conversation where this can address some of the concerns.
With Fox on Tech, Hillary Vaughn, Fox News.
On Wall Street Tuesday, the worst day in 4 weeks.
Stocks tumbled and Treasury yields climbed. Strong economic data is worrying investors that interest rates will be staying higher for longer. Most of the S&P 500 sectors were lower today, with tech and healthcare the biggest laggards, while energy gained. Shares of health insurers and drugstore chains fell sharply after the White House said final Medicare Advantage rates for next year won't change much compared to an earlier proposal. But the news came as a surprise to investors who were hoping for a slight increase. Tesla stock dropped over 5% after the EV maker reported its first year-over-year decline in quarterly delivery since 2020. The Dow winners, Chevron, Salesforce, and Disney. The Dow decliners, United Health, Amgen, and Home Depot. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Dow closed down 397 points. The S&P down 38. NASDAQ down 156.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. The waterfront in East Wichita has been home to a host of restaurant and retail options for years. A global coffee giant may now be added to the list. Stephen Clark II, Vice President of Development at Clark Investment Group, one of the developers behind the waterfront, confirming Starbucks plans to open a new location in November at the northwest corner of 13th and Lindbergh Street.
The Wichita City Council unanimously approved a special revenue bonds Tuesday for a new facility at Colonel James Jabara Airport. Clemens Aviation LLC, a fixed base operator at Jabara Airport, asked for approval on a letter of intent to issue $4 million of airport special facility revenue bonds to build a new hangar at the airport, which are in high demand in the Wichita area. Company will also install a small paint booth.
Wichita-based contractor Pearson Construction has acquired a cement material company called Concrete Materials Co. It's also known as CMC. To enhance its operations in the region. Concrete Materials is the ready-mix cement division of Corneo & Sons, a subsidiary of Summit Materials based in Denver. The deal appears to build on an acquisition that began a year and a half ago when Pearson had acquired all construction and asphalt paving services from Corneo & Sons, including the construction, asphalt production, asphalt paving, and recycling divisions, all but the aggregate and ready-mix portions of Corneo & Sons. That's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
New vehicle sales in the U.S. rose nearly 5% from January through March as buyers stayed in the market despite high interest rates. But electric vehicle sales growth slowed to 2.7% during the quarter, with mainstream buyers wary of limited range and a lack of charging stations. with inventory on the dealers' lots growing toward pre-pandemic levels, auto companies were forced to reduce prices. J.D. Power says the average sale price in March for a new vehicle was $44,186, and that's down 3.6% from a year ago. So, coming off the prices for those cars. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. All right, Ted, today is National Find a Rainbow Day. You got to wait till it rains, I guess.
Buy a box of Lucky Charms.
There you go. This challenges us to look to the sky and find a colorful ray of hope. A spectrum of light in the form of a multicolored arc appearing in the sky is caused by both reflection and refraction of light in water droplets in the Earth's atmosphere. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I didn't know what a rainbow was made out of. I thought it was just made out of steel or something. Now, those rainbows, always appear directly opposite of the sun.
So, right.
Sun's over here, the rainbow's over there. There you go. And at the end of that rainbow, according to Irish legend, there's a pot of gold. But how do you find the end of the rainbow?
Well, the leprechauns all know where that is. Yeah. It's hard to find the end of that rainbow.
Somewhere out there. Steve and Ted in the morning here.
Of course, here in Kansas, we like to think about things over the rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Yeah. Not that I would ever suggest it, but if you see one, maybe you just drive really fast and you might get there.
Who knows? Drive real fast and you can find the end of the rainbow.
Don't do that.
That should work. All right. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, by the way, in case you're keeping track of these things, and I am.
Yeah, get out your scorebook.
This is Steve and Ted show number 6,646.
6,646. Yep.
We're rapidly moving towards 666666. 6666. All right, Steve and Ted show 6,646. We've been at this since together in this show since 1998 in January.
Yeah, 26 years and plus.
Yeah. And we're going to go for a little while longer. Stay with us. And stay with us at least through the 8 o'clock hour. We got some interesting things planned for you. In the news this morning in the 8 o'clock hour, got the latest on two teens shot in North Wichita. Ted will have a look at sports as always, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll see how the Royals fared in Baltimore last night for some baseball action.
Plus, how about entertainment news today? How about the blur?
Good stuff. Entertainment news in 40 minutes, a huge centennial birthday anniversary of a big-time actor.
And we have traffic and weather, of course. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
If you need...
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.